The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't know what the fuck I'm reading. I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is. What the fuck is this thing? All of the windshield, for fuck's sake. Oh, fuck. We suppose we open... Gotta do it again, right now. Oh, fuck. 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 Tony, do me a favor, will you please? Will you? Will you do me a kindness?
Me?
Yeah.
I think I want to be walking in and out if you're gonna fuck up and I gotta come back.
I don't... That make any difference to me at this juncture. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Tony. Don't slam the fucking door. Now listen, I've got to give a clue here now. I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day. We get anybody yelling around here any more today, and then the shit is going to hit the fan. Son of a bitch. Get out of here, you fucking flies. There's a fly over the headlight, Tony. We got flies coming for us. What does the goddamn line say, Tony? Bullshit, I'm gonna slate this fucker. Son of a bitch!
Jesus Christ.
Fuck!
Fuck!
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
Son of a bitch.
Jesus Christ. Fuck off! Goddamn son of a bitch!
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, December 19th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, bloody mouths, penis promises, and a 7-year-old drag queen. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks. Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Have a huge show for you. You're not going to waste any time. Let's get right into the double penetration audio. This is from a porno. It's surprise double penetration. The best kind. Some guy is plowing some woman's vagina. Her head is buried in the pillow, and so I guess this guy's friend sneaks up behind her and shoves his dick in her ass. Let's hear her reaction now.
What the fuck is that?
That's called rape, I think. It's nothing. Kind of downplaying the whole event a little bit. That's when I stopped believing this was real.
There's a fucking dick in my ass and a dick in my pussy!
There's a fucking dick in my ass and a dick in my pussy! Oh! I don't think she would be that, you know, excited about it. I think she would still kind of be concerned. Like, whose dick is in my ass? Why is this man's dick in my ass? Who let him in the house? That type of stuff.
What is a DP?
Then she asked, what's a DP? Well, you're experiencing it. Bad acting in porn is just a turnoff for me, and that's why I refuse to watch normal porns anymore. I'm all about the ones where they're just interviewing someone or a group of people. How old are you? Oh, 25. Okay, what do you do? You're a college student. And then boom, right into the sex, you know? That's what I enjoy. If anyone wants to give me the gift of porn this Christmas, you know what I like. Oh my god, you guys, I found the best Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee in a long time. This is from DJ Aerostar. He has a CD coming out called Ashamed to Be an American. Or Ashamed to Be American. And here is the title track off of that CD.
I salute to you.
Gagging at the American flag, coming out of the closet 10 seconds into his first song. This is fantastic.
America's become the world's biggest joke.
Right next to your singing ability.
Watches Mr. President stumbles and chokes.
What a brave stance.
That's right.
Calling President Bush an idiot. It's fucking common knowledge at this point.
I'm ashamed to be an.
The reason why this song is so great is A, he can't sing worth shit. B, the lyrics are awful. And C, he doesn't know it. You know what I mean? Like, he thinks this is great. And that's what really makes a wonderful Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. People who are just oblivious to the fact they have no musical talent whatsoever. Ding! That's who we salute here on the program.
I'm ashamed to be an American. Shame for what
fucked.
Our soldiers killed by Pakistanians.
I don't think that's
taxes
true.
Are rising and jobs are scarce.
It's the Pakistanis who have been the problem all along.
Side of this convention.
All right, I'm going to fast forward the song here. We're going to listen to a little more of Ashamed to Be American, and then I've got one more song from him.
What about the war on terrorism? What about healthcare reform? What about gay rights? Remember your father's massive desert storm. Now, what about minimum wage? What about the rising price of gas? You're not our American idol anymore.
Wow.
Justice of air, pain, and all rest.
Stop it! What the hell? Nothing is rhyming. There's nothing lyrical about this song at all. Let's hear just a little bit from Face the Sun, his second song, I guess.
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time. A fragile child.
Oh no.
Getting so curious.
Ooh.
The very demons that hides inside us. What makes us question our existence in this place? Leaves me so empty, like the dark look on our face. I tried to cut my wrist.
Ooh!
Bleed myself, bleed my misery, giant.
There's wrist cutting involved in this song.
And as my blood fell to the floor, I thought I knew why, I thought I knew why. But it was promises you never meant to keep.
Oh, I can't listen anymore. So there you go. Today's Distorted View Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. A total train wreck. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I've got a couple more pieces of audio for you. First up, a pimp beating the shit out of a hooker. Don't worry, they're both foreign, so it's okay. This was actually like an undercover operation. So they had hidden cameras set up, and they were trying to bust this pimp, right? And, well, here's what went down. Oh, let me translate it here.
Huh? What?
Where's dinner? Where's dinner at? Pizza. Dinner tonight is pizza. Get back in the kitchen! No pizza. No pizza. I don't like pizza. No pizza. No pizza. No pizza. Pepperoni. Cheese. Mushrooms. Bullshit! Okay, as you can see there, the guy really does not like pizza. And finally, today, you know, yesterday on the program, I mentioned those tickling fetish videos and the one that we posted up on the Distorted View blog. Well, Harry sent us some examples of tickling fetish videos. Let's take a listen to a couple of them and see if you can understand how guys can get off on this.
My name's Irene.
Irene, how old are you?
20 years old.
20. Are you ticklish?
Yes.
All right, let's see her in action. I can't believe we gave women the right to vote. Oh, Irene liked that joke. Hey, Irene, your snatch smells. Oh, she loves it. You're a dirty whore. Filthy. You're disgusting. Here's the thing. In these videos, maybe this is more for the women getting off on this. They like to get off being tickled because their pussies are really getting wet. Like this woman for an... Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on. Took me by surprise. That woman's laugh is... Oh, her pussy is secreting all sorts of juices. I love it because even though they're tickling the girls, the camera inevitably focuses on the vagina. Even though the guys aren't anywhere near the vagina, they just wanted to see how the vagina reacts to tickling. It's a very scientific study. I was watching this particular video with my roommate who commented that he wished vaginas didn't look like that. Like, he was kind of creeped out by the sight of the vagina, even though he's straight. And I always thought that was interesting because I thought guys were into that. Like, yeah, look at those dangling, beefy, meaty, puffy bacon strips, or whatever you want to call them. I don't know. Apparently you can be sexually aroused by something and still be utterly disgusted by it, which is fantastic news for me. I still have a shot at losing my virginity. But then I started asking him questions about, well, you know, if you're disgusted by it, will you go down on women? And of course he said he does, because he just can't get enough of the snatch. Although he did say there's different tastes to pussies. And once he tasted a pussy that tasted like country ham, which I thought was a very specific flavor. He also said other pussies have tasted like dirty dish towels, I think is what he said. Although he prefers the dirty dish towels to the country ham, because the country ham flavor was very overpowering. The dirty dish towels was more of a mild flavor. So please, guys, have you tasted any strange pussies? Distorted View wants to know. Call into the voicemail line. Give us your horrible pussy-tasting stories. Ladies, by all means, if you've tasted some nasty pussies, feel free to call in as well. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Alrighty, as always, gotta remind you, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, support the program, you get full access to the Distorted View archives, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video cast. We're in the middle of the 12 Days of Distortion, where every single day you get brand new content. That's exclusive! I've been posting videos, old Tell Me shows, one of our first CDs that we produced back in 2001 or 2002. So a lot of great stuff. Now's a great time to sign up. Again, it's only $5 a month, $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, first story we have for you today. Surprise, surprise, it comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Absolutely. A man was arrested on child abuse charges after he beat the shit out of his 7-year-old boy with a belt. Why, you ask? Because the child put pink fingernail polish on his own nails. Congratulations. It's a beautiful, bouncing,
careless fairy.
I think I know a family that's going to be ordering Sounds of a Dysfunctional Family for Christmas. You're gonna end up a fag like your uncle. Get your stuff, we're going camping. Andre Germain Hill, 25, was arrested Saturday at about 5:19 p.m. after sheriff's deputies responded to a home in reference to a call saying that a boy was discovered with bruises on his body. Orange County. That toddler has already discovered the wonders of S&M. Leather Queen. Yes, Orange County Sheriff Deputy said the boy's mother was bathing him when she noticed the markings on the boy. Investigators said it appeared the boy was beaten with a belt in hands on his ass.
Oh my God!
Arms.
Oh my God!
Temple.
Oh my God!
And legs.
Oh my God, ladies! Oh my God! Oh no!
The man, Andre Germain Hill, was located, arrested, and transported to the Orange County Jail. He later bonded out of jail. So there you go. Distorted View, your only source for up-to-the-minute drag queen news. Or are we?
Also tonight, drag queen bingo. It may sound funny, but not everybody's laughing about it. In fact, it's drawing a line between a quiet neighborhood and a restaurant that plays...
Drag queen bingo, the silent killer. What the hell is wrong with the news? That's Distorted View territory right there. Although it'd make really good news teases during a commercial break. Coming up tonight on News 10.
Drag queen bingo.
Don't miss it. And you'd have to tune in, just so hopefully someone would explain what the hell drag queen bingo is. A shocking News 10 investigation. Are your children being exposed to...
drag queen bingo.
Dun, dun, dun. The latest recall from China could affect...
drag queen bingo.
Coming up tonight at 10, Wall Street is buzzing on the latest stock surge caused primarily by...
drag queen bingo.
Tonight on Eyewitness News, we uncover the reasons behind the city's shortage of glitter and 12-inch high-heeled shoes.
Drag queen bingo.
Oh my God, that is! Oh my God!
Looks like someone just got bingo. Very excited about it. All right, second story we have for you. Today, it's hard to deny Biden...
I have your line. I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. Fuck you, you don't...
You know what a drunken David Hasselhoff enjoying a double cheeseburger and French fries from Wendy's means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Extra Edition Report tonight.
Celebrity Michael Jackson.
Entertainment. Implants. Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
Do you guys know who Judd Apatow is? If you're a comedy dork like me, you'll remember him from The Ben Stiller Show and The Larry Sanders Show and Freaks and Geeks, all that sort of stuff. But mainstream America will remember him as the guy who did Knocked Up and that one with Steve Carell, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and Superbad, and you know, all those movies. Any huge comedy in the last couple years, Judd Apatow probably had something to do with it. And now he's made a promise to everyone in the world. More penises in movies. He envisions a world with penises all over the screen. Yes, Knocked Up director Judd Apatow is on a mission to put penises in every movie he makes and to end America's fear of the male member. The filmmaker placed a penis behind John C. Reilly's head in an orgy scene in that new movie coming out called Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story, and he watches audience members stormed out of a test screening in disgust. Undeterred, Apatow kept the penis footage in the film and then made a cockumentary about shooting the scene, which is going to appear on the DVD. Apatow says the original shot was way longer, where the penis is in close-up. And then one night we showed it to a test audience and 22 people walked out. He added that we went with a different angle to make sure there weren't too much testicles being shown. America fears the penis, and that's something I'm going to help them get over. I'm going to get a penis in every movie I do from now on. When this writer strike ends, this is my dream. It really makes me laugh in this day and age with how psychotic our world is that anyone is troubled by seeing any part of the human body. It is kind of weird because whenever you're at a movie and there's a shot of a penis or something, there's people in the audience like, oh, that's gross. Usually it's like guys, like young guys. Do you fucking watch pornos? They're all over the place. I mean, it's straight porn. Come on. Come on. Grow up and laugh at the penis. There would be no Distorted View without penises. So there you go. Judd Apatow making a penis promise. It's like the opposite of prom promise, I think. Prom promise is either the one where you don't drink and drive, you sign like a pledge not to get loaded and get behind the wheel, or not to bang your date on prom. I can't remember exactly. Final story we have for you today. Again, it comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yes. I love all those school programs that don't do anything, like prom promise. You sign a pledge not to drink and drive or have sex or whatever. Kids are still getting pregnant, still getting in car accidents. And like DARE, drug abuse resistance education that everyone had to go through in fifth grade. I don't know if that was a nationwide thing or not, but... And then at the very end of the program, after you learn all about drugs, there's an assembly where everyone, like all your family comes and you sing songs about drugs. Very effective, as you can see. We don't have a drug problem anymore in this country. I love this song, too. I was trying to find it on YouTube, but now I guess there's a new DARE song that kids are singing. The song that we had to sing in fifth grade, it went something like, DARE to keep a kid off drugs. DARE to give a kid some hope. DARE! I don't remember how the rest of it goes, but... It's just an excuse to get out of normal schoolwork. All right, final story we have for you today. Like I said, it comes from Florida. It's hard to deny biting your buddy when there's blood on your lips. Sounds like a very polite vampire.
I know, do I scare you?
Yeah, you do.
I hope so.
Why do you want to bite me?
Because I'm a vampire. I'm a very polite vampire.
A polite one? You're acting pretty rude right now.
Come on, man. They stole my radio and my brush.
Come on, man. My favorite part. They stole my radio.
You never play this part.
My brush. And my watch.
Oh, and our watch, too. All right, so yes, the story comes from Florida. A guy apparently bit his friend. A deputy reported seeing three men involved in an argument in the middle of the street. He approached the men, at least two of whom were vagrants. How polite of the news story. Just call them homeless, what they really are. Who uses the term vagrants? Some outdated term like hobos. Could you imagine, by the way, trying to get statements to file a police report from three homeless people? Sir, what happened here? Uh-huh, sure. Not sure how to spell that. Yes, he approached the men, at least two of whom were vagrants, and noticed that one man was bleeding from the mouth. Another man reported that the man with the bloody mouth had bitten his hand, quote, for no apparent reason. The blood sounds like a homeless person. The bloody mouthed man denied having bitten his cohort and said he stated that he did not bite anyone. I observed the victim's hand was bleeding, and when he cleaned the wound, it was obvious he had been bitten. The third man also corroborated the story of the first. The man with the bloody mouth was placed under arrest on the misdemeanor charge of battery. So there you go. A lot happening today in Florida. By the way, that story about the drag queen bingo, that was also from Florida. Like a Florida news station. We've got breaking news coming out of Iraq.
Drag queen bingo.
That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Let's see what the douchebags I call my listeners are up to.
Hi, Tim.
By the way, sign up for the sideshow. Love you guys. Kisses. All right.
Hi, Tim. This
Hello.
Is Jessica again.
Hi, Jessica.
I just wanted to say that the song that you played on the voicemail line that went die-die-inu.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Of course, it's called Dainu, which I think, if I remember correctly, is the Hebrew word for enough. And it's a song that people sing at Passover Seder.
Oh. Jews trying to weasel their way into this program. I see how it is. No. This is a Christian broadcast. We celebrate Christmas, Christmas here. He's the reason for the goddamn season.
Hey, Tim, it's John Dredge, listener from New York. I came over yesterday. I thought we were going to hang out, but we weren't there. So I made myself at home. I watched some TV, and I said Santiago. He's a cute little kitty. And, you know, I let myself out. He had a cool place, but...
All right. I really don't have a cat named Santiago, although my roommates have cats. One pisses all over the place and vomits. The others smell like ass. It's cozy here.
Tim, I just have one question for you.
Yeah, yes.
Would you fuck yourself if you could?
Would I fuck myself if I could? That's a good question. I don't like anything up my butt, but if I was going to be fucked, I'd want it to be by me, so I could at least see how I do. You know what I mean? So yes, I would fuck myself.
Hey, Tim, I'd like to sing you a song.
Okay.
And the one, and the two.
Finally, someone sings me a song. I'm always having to sing you fuckers shit.
And the two.
Birthday songs.
I'm sorry, that was you.
Yeah. Was I singing Kanye? I don't even remember the stupid shit I do on this program. She gave me money! I'm so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Butch Walker!
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I fucking love Butch Walker. If you haven't heard his shit, please! Do yourself a favor, download all of it, or
hey,
buy
Tim,
it.
Tim in Atlanta.
By downloading, I mean buy, download it legitimately. Pay the man. Go through iTunes.
Hey, Tim in Atlanta. Now I was just wondering.
Yes.
You've had the show on forever.
I know, right?
You've got a lot of really sick listeners.
Yes.
Have you ever gone to your post office box and opened up a package that contained, puke or shit or... dead fetus.
Not real shit. I mean, people have sent me, letters and stuff where they say they smeared it with shit, but it was really, chocolate or something. So nothing really disturbingly gross yet. And that is not a challenge I am putting out to you guys. Please, let's keep it decent. I don't want any animal heads or anything like that. And I fucking don't like talking about this because I know it's just going to put ideas in your head. But no, I don't mind getting porn and stuff like that in the mail, though.
Hey, Tim, this is Steve, Wisconsin. Sorry about my voice. I'm a little sick.
I know. I had strep throat just a few weeks ago. I know how it is.
But I just had to call and tell you that I was just turning your show as I was walking into Kmart the other day. Yeah, Kmart. And I heard fucking Christmas She was playing.
Fucking stores love playing that shit.
Yeah, I thought... No,
get you in the giving mood. Oh, maybe I should buy the homeless man something, you know? Ugh,
store.
Awful.
You played it later on the show, but I decided to call and tell you that. And on last Friday's show, I can't remember, but I've been using crazins like a motherfucker. Every other word.
Crazins?
I blame crazy Asians.
I know.
Which I like to call crazins. I could not remember for the life of me where I got that from.
You got it from
me.
Of course.
Your hair mermaid Barbie with the longest, most beautiful hair.
That was very pretty, sir.
Hello, Kim Tim. This is the Dead Bunny. Loyal, paying sideshow member.
I bow down to you.
I noticed today that you played some clips from a website called crackwhoreconfessions.com.
Oh, okay, that's where that came from. I actually got it from some other, like, a website that just posts weird videos. But yeah, I did notice that it did say something about crackwhoreconfessions.com.
And that particular clip was probably the least, not the least, but I mean, not nearly as amusing as it could have been.
What?
There's one particular clip that
better clips out there
your way because it's not available as a trailer anymore.
So what you're saying is you are a member of Crack Whore Confessional. Fantastic.
It was actually on America's Most Wanted, no less, for hacking a girl up with a fucking axe or some silly shit. But yeah, they're sitting there like, it's hard to suck your dick because my mouth is dry from the crack. And
oh my God, you've got to send me these clips. Holy fuck, that sounds wonderful. That would be a great Christmas present for me. Crack whore videos.
Jewel hair mermaid Barbie.
Oh, I played that one.
Try again. Hello. What do you see?
Tama!
Hey, Jim. Sean here.
Hey, Sean.
I want to call your old people video. You could call it Two Grannies, One Walker.
Two Grannies, One Walker. Very good.
So the guy that called in about that four girls finger paint, that is actually clips taken from that Swap AVI.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah, for those of you who don't know what Swap AVI is, it's another really disgusting video. If you just look for Swap AVI, you can easily find it online. All right.
Timothy J, Southside Tomato, Basil, and Wheatsons, those are the shit.
Yes, I know. They're very good.
Hey, Tim. This is Jess from Colorado.
I also like the Triscuits, the cracked pepper in oil or whatever, olive oil, I think.
Show freak listener, and I just had a suggestion. I know you were having some issues on whether or not to play the Sextastic Tuesdays.
Yes.
And I was just thinking that maybe...
That was like 3 months ago, sir. Thanks for getting back to me so promptly.
Maybe if you put the Sextastic Tuesday at the end of the episode... people wouldn't have to fast forward, and the people that still wanted to listen to it could just listen to it. At
yeah,
the end.
That's
people
an idea.
People that didn't want to could just turn it off. That way, the freaks could, have their cherry pie and fuck it too. So, just a suggestion.
All right, what do you guys think about that? Maybe I'll put that up as a poll on the sideshow, and you guys can vote on that. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God, I won $50 and was anally penetrated at...
Drag Queen Bingo.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com, and we will see you back here tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Sound speaks louder.